bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Not the morning, not the evening, but the afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You can always stream and watch us on YouTube. And at 1017thetruth.com, make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a show. I have been sneezing all day. Excuse me. So if you're on YouTube, you saw that. Whew. I don't know if it's something I ate or was it something I don't know. So let me lower myself so I can fit in the YouTube screen because, you know, they don't be making it so I fit. They just X be trying to get back at me. He cut my head off like right here. All you see is like my eyebrows. Thank you, X. Appreciate it. Yeah, because yesterday I was like yesterday was fine. I'm just giving them trouble because it's Thursday. So 833-212-1017 is the number. So I've been looking at some things and I got to go back to the facial recognition technology. You know, we've been talking about this whole deal where people want to use facial recognition technology and they want to use it so that we can find criminals. But the problem I have is that facial recognition is not always accurate. Facial recognition only works with the information that's in it. So if you connect all the dots and it's enough dots based on the people in the system, it's you, even when it's not. And so I don't know if we should be using facial recognition technology when people can get misidentified. Now, here's the kicker. I'm 99.9% sure the person who created facial recognition technology algorithm was a white person or a person that was not considered a minority. And if that's the case, then that person did what all of us do. We create things based on our upbringing, based on our recognition, based on our experiences, as which none of them are. If you're not in a minority group, reflective of that. And so you get this algorithm that says these are the things that makes this important, this identification important, and these are the other things that says it's not. And so my fear is like when you have your DNA checked. And I gave this analogy to someone the other day. If you have your DNA checked and you check it in the wrong database, then they're going to tell you, hey, you got some, you know, little strips of whiteness in you from blah, blah. You got a little strip of blackness in you from Africa. You got a, and you'll get all this information, but it's only based in comparison of what's already in the database. So if you don't have an appropriate number of people in the database, you can often be mistaken about where you're from, who's in your family, when in fact it's wrong. So when we talk about in law enforcement comparing DNA, we're comparing DNA to very specific DNA, and the markers have to be almost identical, where they can even tell whether or not you're a brother or a sister or a cousin or share a parent and all those things. You can do that. And so one of the issues I have with facial recognition technology is biometric surveillance. So the Wisconsin Examiner today released a story. American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin is calling on Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office to reconsider plans to adopt the use of facial recognition technology. Like the Milwaukee Police Department, the Sheriff's Office is considering acquiring facial recognition technology from the company Biometrica. The company has offered MPD free access. And you think, well, that makes sense, right? Free access in exchange for 2.5 million images, jail records, and other related data from people who have passed through the justice system, including many who have not been convicted of a crime. So given all of the public opposition you've seen to the Milwaukee Police Department's push to expand their use of facial recognition, the news of the Sheriff's Department's interest in acquiring technology is concerning, says Amanda Merkway, advocacy director for the ACLU in Wisconsin, who wrote in a statement for the ACLU press release. Amanda went on to say law enforcement's use of facial recognition software, get that right, poses a number of serious threats to civil rights and civil liberties, making it dangerous both when it fails and when it functions. So just days ago, Milwaukee County Sheriff Danita Ball revealed that her office was looking into adopting facial recognition software. Ball told county supervisors during a June 17th meeting of the Judiciary, Law Enforcement, and General Services Committee. This is what Urban Milwaukee reported, that she was assessing a data sharing agreement for the technology. And of course, Wisconsin Examiner reached out and did not get a response. So where are we going with this? Where are we going where in order for you to get some software for free, you have to give them access to all of your records? That's like the plate reader. Remember that? The plate reader, Alper? Well, you may not remember because you're not in law enforcement. The automated license plate reader. Alper just rolls in public and scans all the plates in milliseconds. And if one comes up stolen or suspended, it tells the person they can go back and write a ticket. Now, I don't have a problem with that because you parked your car in public, you registered your car with the state, and in order to have the privilege, you gave up the right. So if Alper collects your plate, hey, sorry, that's life. The question is, now that it's collected, what happens to it? Where does it go? Do you keep it? Do you sell it? What? What are we doing? And so those are the types of things, like the Milwaukee Equal Rights Commission said last week. Paul Lau, inspector at the police department, said facial recognition could provide important leads for investigations similar to those derived from confidential informants and information databases used to run names. But the issue is you're running it from a database where people purposefully put themselves in. Now, we're talking about companies that have, you know, scrubbed social media where you gave your stuff away for free and you don't have access to it because, you know, once you put it on Facebook, you don't own it anymore. And they have your information and your name and your nickname and all that stuff and your URLs and your IP addresses and where you live and all that. So what are we afraid of? I'm afraid of the one. I'm afraid of the one person that they get it wrong for. Now, we know it's used in sexual assault cases. It's used for all sorts of things. I get it. But when we used it, was that guy matched to the picture and video they had? Or was that guy that they got on video already in the system? We've already got unique tattoos. We've got people that are in certain places, people that have gotten convicted of crimes. We have their DNA. We already got it. You use it in robberies. I got it. But how do you verify you have the right person? Even people that cover their face, right? The technology can identify you with a 97, 95% all that certainty. What if I don't want to be identified? My pictures is one of the pictures in the MPD database because I was a law enforcement officer. Do you get those too? What about immigration? What about the state of Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles? Do you get those too? And now all of a sudden, you're getting charged with things that you didn't even do. You're getting looked at as a suspect for things because you resemble someone. We already know that under stress, the average human being's ability to identify another human being drops to less than 25%. When it comes to interracial or extraracial or I'm trying to think of the correct word, people of different races, it goes even further down. In other words, black people are not good at identifying people of another race. They can identify another black person, I believe, theoretically, that that's because you get to look at another person and you compare how they look to you and you're able to describe them. So unless you're trained to look at people top to bottom, left to right, hair, eyes, nose, mouth, chin, jaw, shoulders, chest, all that, the way cops are trained, the odds of anybody, the average person identifying somebody, goes down significantly. The problem is the technology is comparing two digital pictures. One where they took a picture of you supposedly committing a crime and one of you in a database. And if you just happen to have the setup that is or is not compatible, you might get picked. If the argument on the other side is you might not, that's not worth it. Ron Jansen said in a comment, "I don't know a single person in this city that trusts the police." That's sad that Mr. Jansen thinks that, but that's wrong. So the last thing Milwaukee needs to do is to hand this department a tool that creates greater opportunity to harm the people of this city. Now, I am in, I'm in agreement that we need cameras. Let's be fair. I'm in agreement that we need cameras so that people will be seen. I'm not in agreement of turning over mugshot photos and data to a company just so they can use it. I don't think so. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. What if I go to a protest? What if I complain? What if I got arrested and then let go because it was a mistake and they took my photos and prints? What happens to those? Those never, ever disappear. But I guess we should be used to it because we're on social media. And once you post it on social media, it never, ever disappears. And so now we're stuck in Milwaukee thinking about crime. The shooting that happened the other day where two cars are driving down the street and shoot each other and a 61-year-old woman was shot. Thank God, not killed. Could facial recognition have caught that person? I don't know. But the errors that it can make are too great. The errors that it can make where now you think I'm that person. My picture's not in your system. You take my picture now because I'm arrested, and then you find out it's wrong. I'm released, but my information, my data, my face, my picture, everything is still in your system. So there would need to be a law, a federal law, that accompanies this that says if you're arrested, just like DNA, and we take your DNA if you're arrested for a felony, and we find out that you're not going to be charged, or you're found not guilty, by law, it is expunged from the system. And so then my question is, who's the third party that goes back to figure out whether or not I did it? But today, June 26, 2025, at 20 minutes after the hour of 4, Central Time, Milwaukee Police Department, Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, acquiring facial recognition technology? It's a hard no.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Sip the juice. I got enough to go around. And the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk. And then taught the whole New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn.
McMoney in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down. Get strong on the island, recoup and lay around. Time to build my juice back.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. What's up, Kwanda? And Clarissa and Sincere. Who else? Not really a city girl. What's going on? JD. Mr. Madi. Trust the police. Some you do things to them, they call them police. He must be walking and talking and typing at the same time. Because anyway, happy Thursday. What's going on? Yeah. And then they start a love fest with each other and they just let them. So a story just broke from a couple days ago from CBS 58. Authorities are investigating after a suspect was observed trying to break into the home of Milwaukee Police Department Chief Jeffrey Norman. According to the police, it happened on the 25th of June, 7:15 p.m. Police say 67-year-old man was observed trying to gain entry into Chief Norman's home and was subsequently arrested. Two firearms were recovered in the vicinity, and criminal charges will be referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. Well, it's been 48 hours. No, it's been 24 hours, so we'll see. Give it another day or so. They got to be over at the DA's office if the rule is still in effect within 48 hours to be charged or let go. So we'll see. Interesting. Interesting. And I was talking earlier, you know, when I was going through doing show prep and doing things like that, I came across and I guess I just had the question, is it time that black people get self-defense classes? Even though it was a white church in Detroit, you've got people going around, you know, trying to break into churches, shoot people, even though it was the son of a parishioner. It's not the point. The point is the person was doing it. I know some people in the audience don't like churches, and they would shoot them up themselves probably, but, you know, I'm just saying. You've got somebody trying to break into Chief Norman's house. And then I came across a story where I don't know if you remember. There's a great article. It's an op-ed piece, you know, it's an opinion piece. Remember, we talked about this guy the other day, Vance Boelter, B-O-E-L-T-E-R. They clicked him as a prepper. And so from news1.com, what do you call a white man who murders his political enemies, believes the world is ending, and thinks God told him to prepare for war? The writer of this article said, in America, we call him a concerned Christian prepper. The only thing more American than apple pie is a white man with a Bible, a stack of guns, and a martyr complex. One of them turned his faith into firepower, and once again, the media still won't call it what it is. Another chapter in America's long love affair with white religious violence. America, once again, is pretending not to know its own doctrines. An article written by Dr. Stacey Patton. Instead, we get sanitized headlines and forensic curiosity. But this is what I've been complaining about from the media for the longest. When people reflect the people reporting, they skim over a lot of facts. Vance Boelter didn't just love Jesus, he loved white Jesus. Not the healer, not the rubber flipping tables, but the weaponized flag draped version who blesses bullets, sanctions slavery, and shows up to school board meetings mad about pronouns. He didn't worship the Jesus who fed the poor. He worshiped the one who carries a rifle, hates immigrants, wears a crusty red MAGA hat, and votes straight ticket Republican. Now, we don't know that. but this is an opinion piece. Reporters note that Vance Bolter, who was charged with hunting and killing former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and wounding two others, Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, who is a devout Christian, that he is a prepper, as if stockpiling weapons for an end times bloodbath is just an eccentric hobby, like ice fishing or getting a cup of coffee. See, what scares me about this piece is she talks about right-wing violence when there's violence on both sides. Democrats do as much violence on the left as Republicans do on the right. I think what happens is if you have a few things that identify you as, it's sort of like most white people when they look at black people and they see that you're part of the African-American race or ethnicity. The black race, the African-American ethnicity, they automatically assume you're a Democrat or you're far to the left. Then they start talking nonsense and talking crazy. Just like you could be standing in Waukesha County as a black man or live there, and they assume you're Republican. So they start talking crazy and talking nonsense. I think the fear of you doing to people here in America that they do to people after that they did to people after 9/11 is putting people in categories and then not letting them out. I'm going to define you by one thing: black male, white male, Christian and white, right? We take one or two attributes and we say that makes the complete you. Because I know a lot of socialists and a lot of communists and a lot of left-leaning people who would just as soon shoot other people. I've had conversations with people who were black and cops who scared me at the hatred in their heart for white people. Unfortunately, I work with some of those white cops too, whose hatred for black people was in their heart, and it scared me. But it reminded me of why I was there. And so until we broaden our understanding of terrorism, we're going to keep separating people based on the knucklehead who drove how many miles to shoot Steve Scalise at the softball game practice. And we're going to look at this guy who shot the Minnesota state senator. And we're going to categorize him, which, watch this, the person doing the category is categorizing them to make sure they're not in that category, even though they have some of the same attributes of that group. Oh, no. He's Christian, but he's a prepper, and he's a this and a that and a guns and a this and a this. Okay, we got enough. Yeah, not all those people like that, because I'm one of them. Well, you might have to take some blame, too. People are scared on both sides. But we've been here before. Unfortunately, we have a significant number of people that are alive and breathing as adults in America who haven't been through any significant anything. So they don't have a history to draw on to go, oh, yeah, that is that. So I get it. We'll be fine. There's panic in the air. And I don't know how we're going to fix it. 833-212-1017 is the number. How do we fix all this hatred on both sides? Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Well, to fix hatred, you got to keep on talking about it and not be silenced with it. And you have to stand on business and be proud to say who they are and what they are, because they was raised to be that way, because that starts at home. And some of them have it in their DNA, point blank, period. And sometimes people don't want to hear it. See, I'm going to remove the N and put the hard ER, because that's what he represents: a racist, a bigot, and a white Christian. And black people know how some of them Christians get. They are some of the most evilest, devilish people that grace this earth.
I'm tired of your trash. When you always go it's on not, and some, be
it,
quiet.
It
be quiet and
when
listen until I'm finished. Stop talking. Bye. Stop talking. I'm tired of sitting here and listening to your trash of every time you call, you figure out a way to trash Christian people. I'm tired of it. If you don't like them, too bad. But at some point, really? Because what I'm hearing is you hate me. So why do I talk to you on the radio if you hate me? Come on. Now, hopefully he's still there. Al.
You can't put that on me.
Yes,
I'm
I put
here.
It on you. You're the
you
one
know,
calling
him. Them your words.
Of course
words.
They are. Who else is on there?
That's coming from your heart, not my heart. So
what?
You can't put what you feel on me. That's a you problem.
I can
not
say what
problem.
I want to say, just like you can
exactly.
say what you want to say. But you didn't
you
answer my question.
Right, but guess what?
But you're going to
you
answer my question?
I hate you.
Are you?
I sure am.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
Go
when
for
you
it.
Speak in general about Christian people and what they are and what they ain't and black people, you've covered 2/3 of me. If you cover men, you got. Dude, I'm telling you what I'm saying. If you want me to respect what you say, respect what I say.
Go for it.
It's offensive.
Go for it.
It's I just told
go
you.
Go for it.
Okay. What do you mean go for it? I'm not going to try. Dude, you're the one trashing Christians.
Look,
you're the one trashing everybody. Every time somebody comes up, that's all you do.
You
and
have
I'm tired
a,
of him.
You have a, what?
Stop talking,
okay,
Al.
Your
Al,
God.
Al, stop
your,
talking.
Your God.
Stop talking,
your
Al.
Your God.
Al, stop talking.
I'm going off with your God. Go.
Stop talking.
I'm listening.
No, you're
no,
not.
I'm listening.
You're talking.
Ain't your God about love?
You're not
where
listening.
Where does it say in the Bible to hate your
okay.
neighbor?
Okay, bye, Al. Because I said stop talking so I can finish. And every time I stop talking, he start talking again and again and again and again. Okay. I gave him how many chances? 4. What are we doing? I'm not going to sit here and let you trash Christianity because you have an issue with it. If you want to discuss it, but we're not going to play gotcha. We're not going to play, I'm going to pile up everything, and I'm only going to talk about those things that support my argument and dismiss everything else. There's truth on both sides. I get it. But for you to hold Christian people to be perfect is ridiculous. Especially. So, come on. Take a deep breath. Breathe it out. What's that people breathe and, you know, take a deep breath and all
Usa.
That stuff and all, you know, and just. But I'm not putting up with it today. And it ain't even Papa Friday and I'm not putting up with it. I am not going to sit here and let you bash black men, males in general, Christians. You can't bash Muslims. You can't bash gays, LGBTQ+, whether you agree with any of it or not. Just be respectful when you say, I disagree with that, and here's why. And if somebody gives you an argument on the other side, consider it. That's all. But you can't tell me to stop talking, and then you don't stop talking. You tell me to go ahead, and then when I start talking, you go on. Now, I know I do that, but that's when we're both doing it. Cutting each other off is fine. I'm okay with that. But don't ask me a question and then don't want to answer it. That don't make no sense. But I knew when I mentioned Christian, yeah. And then I have people that come up to me, I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in that garbage. I don't, as if they're belittling me and putting me down. You're so, you know, narrow-minded and you're so, what was it? You're just a follower because you believe in a fairy tale. And my reply is, why do I care what you think about me? Because if I react to you the way you react to me, you'll literally use all those same Christian principles and tell me how wrong I am. But you're not wrong because you don't believe it. But that's how far America has gotten. That's how far we are away from civility. I remember talking to a guy, and then I'll go to break. I remember talking to a guy here, Third Street Market, who was proud. I don't discuss God and I don't believe in God. And I looked at him and said, so? Like, that doesn't change what I talk about. Like, I'm not going to not say what I'm saying because you don't like it any more so than you saying something I don't like and me getting upset about it or something. No. But what we're not going to do is say your thoughts and your opinion is more important than somebody else's, because it's not. I can respect the fact that Al don't like Christianity. I get it. It's the way that you trash it and the way that you talk about it disturbs me, because you don't want nobody to do it to you. You don't want anybody to talk about you like that. If you look under anybody's hood, you will find at least one thing in their life that you go, what, X? I can't believe you did that. So X is 99.9% of whoever he is. We find out he did one thing out of, I'm just picking a number, out of 50 years of life. And we want to trash, like, 49 years, 11 months, 364 days, 23 hours, and 59 minutes of his life because of one thing that lasted a second or something he said. It's idiotic. But the problem is, you have to have respect for yourself in order to respect other people. And I don't think some of us respect ourselves.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me apologize for getting upset with Al, because Al was on something. But anyway, he was on something. I'm just not putting up with... Let me think of something I disagree with. No, let me think of something that's controversial that I might disagree with or might support. This is honesty, 100%. Vulnerable, transparent. I am not for transgender men playing in women's sports. And I don't think most men, straight or gay, are for that. Just putting it out there. Most of my friends that I know that are gay are like, no, we need to stop that. Like, no, that shouldn't happen, right? But if me and somebody are having a conversation and they're pro trans men playing or trans women playing, a person who's transitioned playing in the opposite sport, and somebody trashes them, I got a problem with it, because I disagree with what they're saying. I don't necessarily disagree with them. I don't dislike them. I don't hate them. I don't. Right. But you also have people that pick every little, what do you mean them? They're people. You know, they nitpick and victimize every little thing you say and do. But what I'm not going to do is let you trash them, even though I disagree with them. You can't trash men who transition to women and play in women's sports. I dislike it. I despise it. It's not personal that they're trans. It's personal because now you have the opportunity to hurt a woman or to hurt a girl. That I have a problem with. That's all. But you don't get to trash the person who's trans because you disagree with what they said. Trash what they said. Don't trash the person. They're a human being too. But we just lose our minds. We just lose our minds. Talking text line, Al said, their God, like, well, I don't know what that means, supposed to be a God about love, not hate. What we're seeing is $5 Christians. Because all you do is trash Christianity. Open up and let us trash Al. Open up and let us look at your life and trash you. Then what? Al said, I'm proud of everything under my hood. And then he went bloop. I guess he was dropping the hood. And so what are we doing? What are we doing? If you have in your mind that nothing will ever stop, then it won't. If you think white people will always hate black people, then you will do things to perpetuate that. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And vice versa. If you think black people are always going to hate white people and white people are always going to hate black people, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The only person in that equation that can change the entire thing is you. If you don't like Christians that much and you want to change it, engage. Have a conversation that's not emotional and not mean and not trash talking, but a real conversation. And that's it. That's literally why we're here. People always, why you let Al go on and do such and such and such, and why you let all these people call and holler and that, because it's Milwaukee Black Talk, and that's what we do. And how many places has Al or anybody else not had a voice? Or Mr. Medee or RC not had a voice? That's why we're here.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I told him to stop playing Anita Baker. He said, that's insane. I'm like, I just don't like her music. It doesn't like do anything to me. Like, ooh, it just doesn't. It's never her, and including Whitney Houston. It's just never great singer, phenomenal singer. Take nothing away. It just don't do nothing for me. It didn't. It's 1017 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, it's time to upgrade your windows and your doors, but you don't really want to, like, you know, spend a fortune. Well, Pella, the best in the industry, has a product line for every budget. And right now, you can get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it right now and wait to start making payments up to 2 years later. Certain restrictions apply. You got 4 days. Offer in 6:30 of 2025. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. And you heard it. Summerfest is coming back. It's back. And award-winning 101.7 The Truth has got you covered with free tickets. So tune in all week long so you'll get a chance to have Summerfest on us. We'll be giving away one 18-pack of tickets to Summerfest every day. On The Truth, you heard it, 18-pack of tickets to Summerfest for you, your family, your friends, to enjoy Summerfest on us. Just listen for your cue to call each day so you don't miss your chance to go to the biggest party on the lake, courtesy of 1017 The Truth. Summerfest is presented by our 1017 The Truth founding partner, American Family Insurance.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.